Over the last 3 to 4 years, I think that we can see some quite tangible results, although this is a long road. We can see that probably there have been about 50 to 60 new types of relationships developed between higher education institutions, universities and colleges in the U.S., and those in Indonesia, along with some non-educational institutions too, some research institutions and the like in Indonesia that are partnering with some of our universities. We can see on the Indonesian side, we can see an increase over that time of probably something like 15 to 20% of more students studying in the United States. And going the other direction, it's more dramatic, though the number of Americans studying in Indonesia beginning about, say, 4 years ago was really very small. It had fallen down below 100 people a year who were studying there. And now it's up, getting close to 700 people a year, 800 people a year. And that's, I think we're going to see quite dramatic growth on that side as well.
Why is Indonesia so important when it comes to educational agreements?
Well, Indonesia and the U.S. are two of the largest democracies in the world. They have two of the largest populations in the world. They're both very influential countries. And I think Indonesia knows the United States in many respects better than Americans know Indonesia. And so I think part of this is it works both ways. On the one hand, I think that for Indonesians, I think they're the importance of coming here, of studying here, of building these kinds of relationships is important for really having a more nuanced and more, I think, more accurate picture of the tremendous diversity of this country, the complexity of the country, the excitement of what's going on here that really, I think, helps to balance some of the more sensational kinds of coverage that happens sometimes in Indonesia about what's going on in the U.S., and vice versa. I think the picture that people in the U.S. have of Indonesia, to the extent that Indonesia is covered in the U.S. press, tends to be around more sensational kinds of events. And in fact, there's so much exciting that's going on in Indonesia. Indonesia is such it's a rapidly growing economy, about the 14th largest economy in the world at this point, very influential player within the ASEAN region, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. So it's very important to be developing that relationship.
Where do you see this relationship going from where it now stands?
I see these relationships growing. I think there's, on the Indonesian side, a recognition that to be able to really internationalize those institutions, they need to do more by using English language for teaching purposes. They're doing that within their own institutions for some of their degree programs. And there are many institutions are also starting special courses that are taught in English about Indonesia, but are really targeted at international students. And that's definitely an important way to build that relationship on the Indonesian side.